All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, David. Rico, this is a treat. The Lions have a wild selection in here. It is also 17 quarterbacks in the first 18 picks. This is the Kuiper hairspray mock. Let's go through it.
You're right about the quarterback, so let's just start with them, man. Chicago takes Caleb Williams. Washington takes Jaden Daniels. New England takes Drake May. I'll just skip along. I'll get to all the quarterbacks here, okay? Let's go to number 11. The Vikings take J.J. McCarthy. And at 12, the Denver Broncos select Bo Nix.
How offended is Rico Beard that five quarterbacks are off the board before your godson, Michael Penix?
Very offended, but I understand the injury thing, so I'm not going to sit here and get mad. Teams are taking a look and see, making sure that he's going to be healthy. But you said JJ at what pick?
11 for the Vikings.
How offended are you, Mike, that your team said, we don't need a quarterback? Daniel Jones is our guy.
Yeah, I've pretty much given up on life, so I don't have the ability to be offended. I've given up on my team.
See, because from everything that I'm hearing, somebody's going to move up to get JJ. And I think it's a consensus that he's a first-round QB, but, man, you're going to pay a lot to get him.
It's desperation. Look, even John Jansen, who's the ultimate Michigan homer, admits JJ's not a top-10 pick. But it's never about that. If you don't have a quarterback, you have to do dirty things to get one. That's it. I just think it's hilarious. Bo Nix at 12. Penix is gone with the wind. And I know what you're trying to get the Giants to do. We're not doing that today. David, continue
trade
with the
up.
Interesting selections, please.
Yeah, so at 4 and 5 and 6, we have wide receivers. We have Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4, Malik Nabers at 5, and Rome Odunze at 6.
There you go.
For the Giants.
You get my godson.
I don't care. Next. Keep going down the line, please. Who do the Vikings got? They got JJ.
They have
who do
JJ,
the Packers take?
The Packers.
Who do the Bears take at 9? Let's get some sizzle.
The Vikings at 23. Remember, they have two picks. They have Cooper DeJean. The Packers select at 25, Leotu Latu.
Oh, from UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
Who do the Bears take with 9?
The Bears at 9 took Jarrett Verse.
All right, so Bears pass rusher to go with Montez Sweat. I couldn't argue it. Probably Dallas Turner viewed as the better player. I like
Jarrett Verse. He's taken above him, yes.
The Vikings take a corner because I think that's what they do every year. There's something in that franchise. The Packers one is super interesting because he may end up being the best pass rusher in the draft. He was unblockable in college. And look, the Packers, they took Van Ness last year. They're loading up. You're going to have to get to the quarterback in this division. With Caleb and with Goff and with, let's say it's JJ, if you don't have a pass rush, you're going to get eaten alive.
And I think with the Bears and the Vikings, if you do take rookie quarterbacks, I think the bar is low that first year. So you can really solidify yourself as one of the top two teams in this division.
What I don't understand with this mock draft is that at 10, the Jets take tight end Brock Bowers. Now, at this point of the mock draft, there had only been one offensive tackle selected. So you can still have the pick of the litter here, and they go with tight end at number 10.
Yeah, but again, David, it's about weapons. Look, Brock Bowers for a long time was supposed to go in the top 8. I don't know what has happened. I don't know if it's prospect fatigue. I don't know if it's the injury.
No, Mike, I think it's simply just the quarterbacks, because if you're that high, you need a quarterback.
All right.
And the receivers, people seem to think that they are so special that they are the next tier.
Okay.
Then you end up with
Brock Bowers, the most special college tight end I've seen in 10 years.
Right. But now you have teams that all of a sudden are saying, wait, we can get the best defensive players at pick 8 and 9?
Wait, we've seen tight ends go in the top 10. How many?
No, we have.
How,
Mike,
is Bowers not getting that treatment? What am I missing? Did the ankle, is there a bad medical? What am I missing here? Help me.
Has Georgia had their media, their pro day yet, Kenny?
They did. He skipped it because of still dealing with the injury.
And there it
is. There we get a little something.
He'll have a day in April.
But I don't have a problem with the Jets taking him, because I think Bowers could still be one of the 5 best players in the draft.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let me just get to it, okay? We'll work backwards from there if you want to, but I want to give you plenty of time to discuss what the Lions do here at 29. They take wide receiver out of South Carolina, Xavier Legit.
He's a stud. He's a do-everything stud for them. When he plays and he's healthy, he's like Deebo Samuel. He's that kind of comp, not just because Deebo went to South Carolina, but he plays that role. He's a really good football player that very few people watched. I am not going to knock it. I'm not. I could see a pathway to doing it.
No. But here's the thing.
What's the thing?
Don't you already have that guy on the team? And what is that saying about the guy who's on the team already? Because it kind of goes back to what I said earlier in the show, where you could draft depth, and once you realize, I'm not going to pay this guy, I'm going to replace this guy. Isn't that what St. Brown does for this team?
No, it's okay. Deebo and Ayuk and Kittle. Work in harmony.
Right, but I'm saying St. Brown is, to me, is the kind of that Deebo type of guy for the Lions, where you can run him, you can put him in the slot, you can put him all over, you can hand the ball off to him, you can give him the jet sweeps.
Okay, what's better than that? I'll take 2 of them.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, you can't depend on J-Mo yet. Josh Reynolds is on the last year, a 1 year that they just re-signed him, right? You talked about having the ability to have some depth, right? Isn't that what this is?
It is. I thought maybe if you went after a big receiver, but okay.
Yeah, because he's listed at 6'3", but at the combine, he's 6'1".
Oh, that always happens.
Yeah,
Antoine
exactly.
Randall L. was listed at 5'10". How did
right.
that go? Guy was 4 feet tall.
So as expected, let me go back. The first cornerback taken off the board is at 15, Quinyon Mitchell. I think he's becoming the consensus best corner in this draft. And then we have at 20, the Pittsburgh Steelers take Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver out of LSU. Nate Wiggins, cornerback, goes 22 to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And let me, can I just add one more thing?
Sure.
Just because I was thinking about this. Like, we talk about it. The Lions don't have a contested catch guy. They also don't have a physical. Now, look, I love Amon-Ra and pay him every bit of $25, $27 million. It's not a shot, but he's not physically imposing, right? If you draft Legit, you're getting that piece to the offense. Like, that is the one missing piece. Now, I love that they move Laporta out in the red zone, but when we're talking about it, I don't want you to think I'm trying to replace anybody. I'm saying complementary abilities. Like if I drafted Xavier Worthy, that's redundant. I have Jamar. They don't have anybody like that cat. Then you give Ben Johnson a toy where all of a sudden now this guy can carry the rock here or there. That downhill physical. I'm not telling you it's the leader in the clubhouse for me, but man, if they did it, I wouldn't rip it.
Well, see, I just thought that was St. Brown because I remember like in the Niner game on that third down play and they handed.
When he didn't get it?
They put him in the backfield.
Right, and he didn't get it. You're 6'3", 220, you might get it.
Mistakes were made.
Yeah, and at that point, like we talked about before,
sorry,
it's best player available.
Right, so, and if you have a profile that guy fits what you do and it's a premium, maybe that puts you over the top. Yeah. Maybe he's the guy who gets that carry on the third and two.
Correct.
Maybe you're throwing the ball to him and it's a contested grab. And instead of dropping it like Josh Reynolds, he gets it. But I'm a nerd. I watch him. Can't help it.
I'm very impressed.
I'm a loser. Cash the ticket.
You had a fever.
And the only recipe was Mel Kiper. Exactly.
And that is.
Where did they even get that when they used that on their show?
I think they probably just had the guy record him.
Will that guy record whatever we tell him to record?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Let me get writing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.